And now it's time for the show that you've all been waiting for all week long. It's time for Out and About with Elaine LaRoche. And now, without further ado, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, Mike, good morning to you. And
good morning, Elaine.
What a great intro. Honest to God, thank you so very much. I thought I was going to be introduced on the Tonight Show.
Except it's morning.
It is morning. Oh, my God. Anyway, we have a special guest in studio today. Jim Corbin, our weatherman, is going to be coming in anytime now to talk to us a little bit about himself and the weather and give us a really great, wonderful forecast. And we'll be talking a lot about what's going on in the area today because there's certainly so much going on in Providence and Attleboro. The expo for the census is today, and we'll have more about that. But also, too, tomorrow is Father's Day, so we've got some stats on that and some fun things as we count down the 10 famous TV and movie star fathers and stuff. So we have lots to do. And then next week, just as a heads up, and again, I will tell you about this as we close the show, I will not be here, but Tom Rafferty is going to be stepping in. So it'll be an all-male show with Tom Rafferty, with Jim Corbin, and Mike running the board. So it'll be all good. So that'll be next Saturday, and hopefully we'll be back on July 2nd and doing the show as well. So we have a lot of things going on today, and one of the things that I've not done yet is that Chowder Smackdown at Fort Adams State Park, and that's happening today, too. It's I think it's like the 35th, and it starts from noon to 6 p.m. Today at Fort Adams State Park in Newport, and it's a lot of fun, and everybody always says it's a great thing, and it's a great chowder cook-off. And they always have the Hall of Fame champions are there, and Davenport Restaurant won and last year. And tickets are only $25 now, because if you haven't bought your ticket yet, you have to pay $25. But there's samplings of all the best chowder in and around the country, because people from all over the world does that too. And the Hall of Fame, the Hall at Patriot Place is holding its fourth annual field day with Dad. I mean, you can go to Patriot Place tomorrow from 10 to 1 Sunday at Gillette Stadium Field. You can get access to the Gillette Stadium Field, where you can toss around a football, take photos with the Patriot cheerleaders, take a tour of the Patriots locker room, and check out Patriot-themed all kinds of different things Patriots. So, and I think the tickets are only $8, and that includes admission to the Hall of Fame. And if you haven't been up there yet, please do go up there. It's really a fascinating history of the New England Patriots and their journey. And it really is one of the best, I think it's three or four levels of information and stats. And it's really fascinating, and it's really a great opportunity to get out and do something really fun. So, in studio right now, I'm going to put your mic on right there.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, good morning.
Hello, Elaine. Hello, Mike.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Jim.
All right. I had a nice little ride through the rural parts of Mansfield, as I always do, going down Richardson Avenue in Norton and here in Attleboro, and saw people watering their lawns, and that is a good thing. This is the time of the morning when you should always, whenever I see people, and I know you're all of a sudden already talking about watering lawns, but whenever I see people water lawns, and I bring this up because we are in a bit of a minor drought, believe it or not, it's nothing serious.
Hmm.
Oh.
But when I see people watering their lawns at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's like 80, 85 degrees, about 90% of that water doesn't even get into the ground, it evaporates. So bottom line is, it was good to see people either watering manually, or I saw a lady watering her pots and things going down Richardson Avenue just literally 10 minutes ago.
Wow. So morning and at nighttime too.
In the early
recommend?
Evening.
Yeah.
Morning is the best, though, because that's when you have most of the time the highest relative humidity. That's when the temperature and the dew point are most of the time closest. And this is a classic morning in my car, which I have to get worked on this morning, unfortunately, but it's going to be all right. But it has, you know, a thermometer in it, built-in thermometer. And it's so interesting to see, especially this hour of the day, early morning, the differences in temperature going when I left Mansfield Center, it was 62 because I'm right in the center there. If you know the center of Mansfield,
mm-hmm.
The police station is there,
oh,
the fire
yeah.
station. Actually, the more I'm close to the fire station, actually, the train station. I'm right almost next to the train station. I left it was 62. When I started to go past Mansfield Crossing, it went down to 61. Then I kept going, and I'm bringing this all up because it's so interesting, this hour of the day, microclimates. Then I got into, if you know, the Otis Street area, they have the old the gift shop there. Just off of, then it went down to 58,
wow.
59.
Wow.
Then when I got to Norton, on and just before Richardson Avenue, very kind of little dips up and down, that's where the lady was watering the thing. It was for 57. And then when I got to right out here by Richardson and by the church there at 123, remember a few months ago someone smashed into it? Remember a few months ago? Well, that's. It went back up to 60, and then as I was going down past the McDonald's right up here, it was back up to 61, 62 degrees. So, no, but who do you know that would talk about microclimates at this hour of the morning? But no, but it's so interesting this hour of the day, which I love because I'm always up early no matter what, whether I am outside or inside. It's so interesting to see the climates, and it was good to see not only the little dips in temperature, but also people out, either the sprinklers are going in the morning. That's why if you have a built-in sprinkler that you have it on a timer, don't ever, unless you want to throw your money out the window, don't ever time it so it's running like in the late morning, early to mid to late afternoon. Either do it at night or very early in the morning and you'll get bigger bucks for your whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everything's fine.
Oh, that's good. So Monday we have a big event, beginning of summer.
Yes, 6:34. I have my old farmer's almanac here. I was just looking at a couple other things. Official arrival of the summer solstice. The longest day of the year is this Monday by just a few seconds. I mean, like today is about 10 seconds shorter than Monday. So, ooh, are we counting, you know? but yeah, 6:34 p.m. is the arrival of summer on the calendar.
Wow.
And the longest day of the year. Both, really, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday are really by a second or two the three longest days of the year, but Monday technically by a second or so is the longest. And of course that means the sun is also highest in the sky at noontime, which of course we all know noontime is what time? What time is noon?
No,
this is a joke thing. Well, it's lunchtime, that's true.
I'm trying to think here.
Noontime this time of year is about quarter of one.
What?
I've talked about this before. You know, I know Dom's listening, and probably if Paul Healy's probably still sleeping, so he's not. But others. But if you're listening, I jokingly, when we set the clocks ahead 1 hour, think about it. We're on daylight savings time. Everything is 1 hour later, so we're gaining an hour in the evening. That's why we have these sunsets now about 8:25.
I love it.
That's great. But think about it. We also lost an hour in the early morning. If we didn't set our clock, think about this. If we did not deal with daylight savings and did not set our clocks ahead a couple of months ago, the sun would be shining at about 4 a.m. because we are in the eastern part of our time zone. The point being, more people, as I've said this many years, and other meteorologists and others would agree, that more people are affected by what they do in the late afternoon and evening versus the early morning. Most people would rather probably, I'll sleep a little bit. like this morning. Were you doing anything at 5 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, I was.
I should have known. No.
Yeah, no, seriously. I was. I'm going on a trip on Monday.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right.
I had like three pieces of paper here with all the clothes I'm getting, all the stuff that I'm doing, all the things that I have to do. Dry cleaning and all these other things and errands that I have to run.
Well, you're doing it right at the last minute almost. No, but I know because you work this week, right?
I had to work every day. So
right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I know you can talk about going to Spain and
France.
France. Yeah, that'll be good. But just to make it quick, so what I was saying about the early morning mm-hmm. is that that's good that you did that. And I actually was up around 5:30 this morning, as I usually am up at 4:30 during the week. But
right.
But the point being that half the day is over with around quarter of one. So I've always said this. If you're at a party or something, you want to make me, I can bet you don't know what time noon is. You could say to them, and then have your like old farmer's almanac with you at the party, and then tell them, now halfway between sunrise and sunset is, look, so the sunrise is at, like today it's 5:08, I think, and the sunset's 7:24. If you do the math, that's roughly between quarter and 10 minutes of one. And so you'll win the bet if they want to at least pay you the money.
Whoa, that's a good idea.
Yeah, if it's a 50-cent bet or whatever. I'm not talking, not promoting gambling or betting or anything else, but no. But so, and also, because of that, the warmest time of the day is usually roughly about 60% into the day. So our warmest temperatures on most days, and again, that's when you don't have a change in air mass, like today we won't, the high temperature is probably going to be somewhere around 3 o'clock. So when we say, like right now, my forecast for today, from yesterday, was a high of probably 80, 81 degrees in Attleboro. That'll be, and Providence and most of Rhode Island, not on the south coast, that high temperature will be roughly around 3 o'clock, which is about 60% into the day. In the wintertime, our high temperatures are typically more closer to 1 o'clock, because we're back on standard time and the days are shorter anyway.
Right.
So whenever we talk about the high temperature and you say, well, we talk about the low 80s, it's only, like right now, it was in the low 60s. Well, yeah, it's going to be in the low 80s, but not until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Very good. So we have a good weekend.
Great weekend. Again, the farmer's market, of course, as I'm sure you're going to be talking about coming up, and the expo.
Expo for the census.
For the census coming up, also both at Capron Park. I'll tell you, last year, if you remember, every Saturday morning, when they had when the events took place at the farmers market, the weather was good every Saturday.
It
never rained. I mean, it might have been a little threatening one or two days, but it never rained, and that is a good thing, because this time of year, and I mentioned this a lot over the years, the rule of thumb is if you have a choice to do anything and you don't like rain in the summertime, the warm season, the morning is always the best. If it's going to rain this time of the year, it's usually in the afternoon and early evening, because it's usually more what we call thunderstormy, convectively induced. Not always, but so it's not that surprising that the farmer's market, which runs from 1 p.m., it didn't rain at all last year. And here we are starting out once again, a good Saturday of weather.
A fantastic day, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. I know we have to break in about a minute and a half, but just briefly, you've been doing our shows for 3 years, 4 years now?
Yeah. Was the June 17th. It was a bad day, actually, because it was the day that Aaron Hernandez did his bad deed in North Attleboro.
Geez.
That was my first morning on with Dom, June 17th, 2013. And then with your show, it's been about whenever you started, really, I almost got right into it.
Yeah.
I remember one day you called me up and said, would you like to be on regularly in the mornings? So I think this is the third time I've been on your show
live
in studio.
Yeah, and this is great. And if you have a question, a weather question, or just want to say hi to Jim Corbin, our meteorologist, you can call us at 508-222-1320. It's going to be a great day today. I think we're going to have a really great weekend, pretty much. Right?
Tomorrow's going to be a little warmer, and the two warmest days of the next week are Monday and Tuesday, when we actually, for the first time, for two straight days, are actually going to be talking about somewhat hot and humid weather,
really?
Which we have not had. We had one day about a month ago where it got close to 90 away from the south coast, but it only was like briefly, and it wasn't that humid. Monday and Tuesday, so there you go, first day of summer, Monday, it's going to be probably upper 80s with fairly high humidity, and that's when we have a chance of a thunder shower in the afternoon, and especially so on Tuesday. So right on cue, the heat and humidity is coming back, but only for 2 days. After that, it's going to start to get cooler again Wednesday.
All right, we're going to hold you right there, and we are going to take our first break. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine in studio. Jim Corbin is here, and if you have a weather question, you can call us at the flip side of our break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Kids up to 14 years old are invited to read to a certified therapy dog on June 28th from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Attleboro Public Library. Reading to a non-judgmental patient listener can give children the encouragement they need to improve their reading skills. The child's confidence in their reading ability will grow in this relaxed environment. Kids will read in 20-minute increments, and the only requirement is that the child must be able to read. Of course, beginning readers are welcome. For more information and to register, call the library at 508-222-0157.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On September 27th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the Mansfield Public Library will host a Social Security workshop presented by Bob Wolf, Executive Director and Financial Advisor of J.P. Morgan Securities in Boston. Bob will educate the group about retirement and Social Security with research backed by J.P. Morgan Chase. His presentations are created to assist attendees in making informed decisions for years to come. To register for the program, contact Amy Rosa at 508-261-7380.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
That is Bob, John Denver singing Sunshine in tribute to our meteorologist. I figured we would put up some songs that have the word sunshine in it just for you, Jim, because you got up so early to come in and do our show.
Well, my pleasure. I got to get outside, too, in the early morning instead of being in the weather studio in Mansfield. But what a roll we've been on this week with weather, sunshine today for all the activities. So that certainly is appropriate song to be playing right now.
Oh, yeah. And we have a caller that probably has a weather update. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Bruce.
Oh, good morning there.
Oh, it's Bruce. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I knew I was.
Do you have a weather question for Jim Corbin?
Yes. When does the hurricane season start? What's the outlook for the year?
Good question.
That is a good question, and it started officially June 1st, although we had a storm back in January, which I say we had. It actually hit the Azores, not the United States. We also had a bee storm, Bonnie, which was a minor event. And then we just recently, Bruce, had a storm, Colin, which you might remember about 2 weeks ago hit the Carolinas and Florida with heavy rains. You might have seen pictures out of Tampa or at least, you know, the video out of there was very heavy rains and flooding. The point being, we've had three storms, but so far none of them have affected the United States in a serious way. The next named storm, and of course the hurricane season officially runs through November 30th, the next named storm would be Danielle. So we're in the hurricane. We are the question you asked, are we in the hurricane season? We are, although, especially for here in Rhode Island, southeastern Massachusetts, the real peak for us is mid-August through about the first week of October. So it's the chances of anything affecting us are pretty remote for the time being. There will be other storms in other locations. But for New England, the worst is usually mid-August through about the first week of October.
Okay. Now, I know in years gone by, there have been some predictions about what the hurricane season is going to be like, et cetera.
Yep.
Have any of those come out?
This season is the most of the forecast that I've seen in terms of the amount of storms is roughly about average or maybe just a shade above. But keep in mind, and I've said this many times and other meteorologists have as well, all it takes in your location is one storm to hit you. And I've said this many times as well. The year we had Hurricane Bob, you might remember that back in 1991, August 19th, 1991, we only had seven storms in the Atlantic Basin. It was a quiet season, but we were hit by one storm. We've also had seasons where there have been tons of storms, and we haven't been even close to anything affecting us. So the fact that this season we're expecting it to be about average, not well below, not well above, it doesn't mean anything. What you really have to look at is the jet stream. And I'll be honest with you, the jet stream over the last few weeks did put us in a somewhat vulnerable position if there were a storm, because you have to have the jet stream pattern aligned along the East Coast. Right now, we're not in a pattern that would favor that. So right now, we're being so-called protected. And that's the main reason why we've had such very pleasant, low humidity weather. If this, the weather we're getting today and the weather we've had recently, if this were to continue all summer into the fall, into the through the hurricane season, there'd be very chance of us having to worry about a tropical storm or hurricane this season. But that could change, and it probably will.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Well, have a great weekend, and I'll see you, or I should say I'll talk to you when I get back from my trip on July.
Yeah, I won't be here next week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, John Rafferty's going to be calling. He's going to be here for me.
I may have to call.
Okay, you better
I'll
do
be
that.
Away. Please. I may have to call.
Okay. Well,
to
I hope
share
that
my Yankee greatness with Tom.
Oh,
Rafferty.
Goodbye. Get out of here. All right.
See you later, Bruce.
Shut him down. Shut him down. Shut him down. Oh, he likes to bust me up. Him and Tom Raff, I tell you. I should have put a Boston Red Sox hat here for Tom. We have this rivalry, but it's all good. It's all good. So if you have a weather question, give us a call at 508-222-1320. Jim Corbin is here to answer any question that you have about the weather forecasting coming up for the next couple of weeks.
And you know, we have on Monday, not only is it the first day of summer on the calendar, but it is the full
moon.
Strawberry moon.
Strawberry moon.
Yes.
Oh, my God, the strawberry moon.
And that's what's out now. Probably there'll be some of those at the farmer's market, right, today.
You know what? Boy, that is great. That's a great idea for me to go.
Later in the season, like there won't be any corn or some of the later crops yet because it's very early in the season. But I think
that's
the strawberries will be there.
They are.
Kale,
yeah.
I think, and other things, some of the earlier stuff. But, the full strawberry moon. And then next month, it is the full buck moon on the 19th of July. And that's when the bucks are out and they're running around, with the antlers and everything else. So that's why they call it the full buck moon.
Not talking about men. You're talking about deer, and male.
A lot of those, of course, lately, you know what is a big thing? And do we have to go? Are we all set for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
I talked about this week. In the last week or so, I don't know if you've noticed, if you have trees in your yard or where you live, but the caterpillars are out.
Oh, yes, they are. And I have a white car, and let me tell you.
Were they on the car?
Oh, yes, they were.
They are real pains in the you-know-what.
Yeah, and debris all over the car. I have to keep going. I went twice to the car wash last week. It was ridiculous.
Well, and, of course, they go after certain trees and eat the leaves. What you want to do, and I don't know if you saw the video. It was in Rhode Island, I think. It might have been just outside of Providence. There was video of thousands of caterpillars on the first, 3 or 4 feet of this very large tree. I don't know what kind of a tree it was. Mm-hmm. Looked like it might have been an oak tree. I don't know. But there were thousands of them, the caterpillars, but the person had put a sheet of tinfoil or aluminum foil around the tree about halfway up before the branches. And that's what you want to do, and especially in this person's case, because they can't ride up because it's too slippery.
Oh.
So what you do is, if you're vulnerable, and it, sure enough, you could see the video. It was video. It wasn't just a picture, so you could see them kind of moving around. But right when they got to the aluminum foil that was wrapped around the tree, they essentially none of them were getting past it, and so the leaves were protected. And if you think you have an infestation or you see them around and you want to protect leaves on your tree, that is a good thing to do because it seems to work.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, maybe wrap two or three widths of it around the tree. And of course, you might say, how does it stay on? Well, just take a little tack or something to get it into the tree, but it works.
That's great.
And it was video out of Rhode Island, but I'm sure there's been some, as you can observe, there's been some infestation here in the Attleboro area as well. Not that, obviously, Rhode Island is far away.
Right.
So but remember, we had about 7, 8, 10 years ago, we had a bad spring and summer with the basically, the, most of them are the gypsy moth caterpillars. Of course, they turn into moths eventually.
Right.
So so you'll see those in July and August.
Now, I remember back when I was a kid, I had been maybe about 9 or 10 years old, and they had the big gypsy moth infestation around here. Remember that?
Yep.
I mean, and I was in Boy Scout camp at that time. And I remember them all over the place. They were just hanging on the trees and on everything.
Yeah, it's tough. It's almost like a cyclical thing where some years they're not as much like some of these the cicadas, you know, those ones that loud whining sounds, you know, especially in August. And, you know, all of a sudden you'll be near a tree or something. All of a sudden you hear, it goes off. Those aren't as bad in terms of causing damage as much as they're just there. Kind of an annoyance to hear the sound of it, but
So what are those? Are those moths, Jim?
What, the cicadas?
Yeah, the things that make noise.
They're, I don't know. It's not really. It's kind of a half between a bug and a moth, I think. I'm not an entomologist, but I from what I understand, you usually hear them every late summer and September, where you'll hear just that. All of a sudden, out of the blue, you hear just a loud whining sound, and then they'll fade out, and then maybe. 5 minutes later, they'll be back again, and I think it's more like a mating call, from what I understand. So,
wow.
But those are later in the season. Right now, we are dealing, and you said you're pushing them off your car and everything. These caterpillars just go anywhere. Sometimes you'll just walk on them on the ground, step on them, and things like that. So they're not the best of things for eating the leaves on the trees.
Right. Oh, I know, and I think that's just the beginning of the season, isn't it? And
then yeah. So again, that thing that video of the guy in Rhode Island or woman, whoever it was, with the aluminum foil, just amazing because below the foil, which was maybe up 3 or 4 feet off the ground, wrapped around the big tree, there were thousands of caterpillars trying to come up, but they couldn't get up past the foil because the foil is slippery and they don't apparently it's slippery and they don't like the feel of it or something. So that can save your tree.
Well, you know what? That's a very good tip. In studio is Jim Corbin. Our number here is 508-222-1320. If you have a weather question, call in now before our break. We have time. We have many things that are going on, and tomorrow, of course, is Father's Day, and I hope that you are going to be doing some wonderful things with yours. And I have, of course, I'm the statistics person. I like stats. So the census data shows that there are 70.1 million dads in the United States. And about a third of them are married with kids under the age of 18. 2 million fathers are single. The average cost that someone will buy someone on Father's Day, because Mother's Day, everybody spends like millions and billions of dollars, right? But now Father's Day is catching up because spending on Father's Day will reach an estimated $12.7 billion this year for the average person spending about $115 on presents. And that's more than $2 than last year's average. Imagine that, $115? I don't know. Anyway, the amount spent on Father's Day is still less than the average Americans spend on Mother's Day. So you've got $12 billion for Father's Day and $21 billion for Mother's Day. Of course. Father's Day is the fourth largest day for sending greeting cards after Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, according to the American Greeting Association. And about 20% of Father's Day cards will be bought for their husbands. More than 2,000... Oh, never mind. And on Father's Day in Germany, men drink all day long at beer gardens. See that? We could grab
what
it.
What a surprise.
In Germany, they're so happy over there.
Wonder what
there.
The statistics are for, like, Mother-in-Law's Day or Father-in-Law's Day.
I don't think there isn't any. I'm like, and on that note, we're gonna stop right there. We're going to take another break. In studio, I have Jim Corbin here. And on the flip side, if you have a question for Jim, call us in at 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
On Friday, July 15th, join in on the fun as the Attleboro Recreation Department hosts their third annual Family Fun Night at Spatcher Pool in Hayward Field. In addition to swimming and a movie, there will be other family fun activities. Spatcher Pool will be open for Attleboro residents from 6:30 p.m. until dusk. When it starts getting dark, grab your lawn chair or blanket and stroll over to Hayward Field, where the Recreation Department will be showing the Disney classic Toy Story on the big screen. Rain date for this event is July 22nd.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The North Attleboro Cultural Council is holding its summer concert series again this summer. The concert series kicks off at the AmVet Gazebo in front of North Attleboro Town Hall on June 28th with the Shayna Stack Band, a country and southern rock group from New England. The series concludes on August 16th with a concert by folk performer Ian Fitzgerald. For the full list of concerts and for more information, call the North Attleboro Cultural Council at 508-643-1334.
Well, we are back again in studio with Jim Corbin and Katrina in the Waves, yeah. Walking on Sunshine. And we have a caller. Good morning, and how are you doing today, this wonderful Saturday morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm well. And is this Heather?
It is Heather.
Hey, girl. So are you all psyched for today? Grand opening.
I'm so excited. I've been up since 5:30. I'm not really sure. The only thing that helped me get to sleep last night was a couple glasses of wine between you and me and everybody who's listening. I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Well, Jim Corbin's here. He made it happen.
Glad I could make it happen.
Thank you.
And you know, last year, Heather, I know you had almost every day, every Saturday morning for the market, the weather cooperated. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have quite... we have a deal with Mother Nature and clearly with you, Jim Corbin, to ensure that no rain falls on our market little vendors. We had one day of rain last year.
Yeah, one, and it wasn't that much, if I recall. So,
nope.
Off to a good start today in just a little over an hour or so, right?
Yes. My family's already headed off, most of them. Hadley's home with me. They have to go out and set up the signs and put out the flags and do everything. We spent a couple hours over in the field the other day painting out the 40 vendor spots, and we're ready to roll. I talked to a bunch of my farmers yesterday just to make sure that they're coming. We're going to have 7 dozen cider donuts there, apple cider donuts from Shamrock Hive Farm. She's bringing lots of bacon. That's one of pontificating with Paul's favorite things. He likes the bacon.
Who doesn't like bacon? And who else do you have coming today?
Let's see. We have Joe Cavello from Cavello Farm. He's over in Norton. He'll have white turnips. He'll have garlic scapes. People really love the scapes. So I know he has at least 20 packages of scapes. So if that's, those are what you like, come on down early. We have Smack Doodles, the cinnamon roll people. We have Borealis Coffee. He'll be there with his fresh brewed coffee, hot and iced. He's fantastic. We have the Paper Hummingbird. If you enjoy some nice new jewelry, maybe some pins or earrings, we have John Atkinson with Recycled Silverware. He always does the fork and spoon jewelry. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
So he's an Attleboro guy. He's lived here. He goes to Florida in the winter and he's home and he comes and he stays with us all summer long. So we're psyched to have him. We have the Attleboro Public Schools are going to be there. They have a traveling poster exhibit that students in the city actually created these really beautiful posters for each one of the buildings, all nine of the schools, and it reinforces what the vision statement is for the Attleboro Public Schools. So they'll be there with all the posters on display. So that'll be a lot of fun. My friend Chris Fitzpatrick will be in around 10:30. Him and a bunch of his friends are going to come out and they're going to do a little jam session, and we're going to have some nice live music from 10:30, 11 o'clock until the end of business. I don't know. We have Langwater Farm, Nettie's Calicorn, of course, will be there. And the boys from Homestead Cider, it's High Limb Cider now, formerly Homestead Cider. So Kyle and Jeremy, they'll be there with their hard cider. So grab a couple of those. You can have those tonight. Those are a lot of fun. And Eagle Mountain Maple Products. I'm going to break some news with you guys. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So Eagle Mountain Maple Products, they have a maple farm and they come and they bring their maple syrup and they have sugar candies and things like that. But we have a special edition this year with Eagle Mountain Maple Products. They had a baby over the winter.
Oh, wow.
Our baby. They met at the couple, David and his girlfriend met at Farmer's Market at the end of the 2014 season.
Wow.
We have a Farmer's Market baby.
That's great.
That is so exciting. Oh, my God.
It's so cute. He sent me a picture. She has a T-shirt that says, product of Attleboro Farmer's Market. I was beside myself. So cute.
That is adorable.
It's so great. Actually, that's our fourth baby.
Wow.
Like, we don't just bring vegetables. We bring people together and we make children. That's what we do at Farmer's Market.
You know, you really do. And I work with somebody that is from Attleboro too. And I said to her, are you going to a Farmer's Market? She said, when does it start? I said, it's tomorrow. So she just had a baby and they're going to be coming up too, because it's such a great time. And they make it a routine. They get the baby up, they feed them, and they go for a walk, and they come up, and they love the farmer's market. They just do, yes.
It's such a wonderful, like, I know I'm prejudiced by it, like, because I love it, and it's something that it's so important to me. But when you have the opportunity to take a step back and just look out over the market, and you see little groups of people, and they're talking, and you see people running across the field and giving big hugs, like, you know, Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog, because they haven't seen each other, since market closed last year. And all of our vendors, we run a pretty tight ship, and our vendors are really respectful to one another too, so it's nice. They enjoy getting to see one another again. So
Right. Today's
like a big reunion day. So we're excited.
Really is, and it's a community too, with people coming out and seeing your families and coworkers there too. I mean, like, I will too. I'll be up there in a little bit. But, it's really great to have you back on and talk to you. And if you want to call in every week, you can. And
sure.
We'll promote it and promote it and promote it. So it starts today in June, and it goes all the way through to when?
October 29th. We have 20 Saturdays.
Yep. Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, so let me give you a little preview of what's coming on for the rest of the season. So, as we move along here, we'd like to do events. You know, at least every week, if not every other week, sometimes like when our volunteer staff, when we have vacations planned, we might not plan something super spectacular for a day. So that coverage is fine. But we have the Scottish Fiddlers. They're coming back in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a touch a truck, tractor, school bus, police cruiser, fire truck event in August.
That's great.
And we'll have a big back-to-school event as well. We'll have some kid and group activities. Kim Storch from Ugly Dog Books, she's one of our vendors. She's there every week, so she'll be coming and doing some story time and things like that. We'll, of course, have our annual apple pie contest in September. And then October is always, as you, I'm sure, remember, we work with the Hebron Food Pantry
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis.
Right.
And our big fundraiser for them at the end of the year to try and help, you know, get some money up together, money together for them and load up their shelves for the wintertime is we do a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
The Attleboro Farmers Market contracts a farmer to grow pumpkins for us. They deliver the pumpkins. We give those to the Hebron Food Pantry, and they sell those for $5 a piece, and they get to keep all the proceeds.
Nice.
So that'll take place in October, but we have it's gotten better this year. I've become friendly with a farmer who grows corn specifically for corn stalks, like the decorative corn stalks. So this year, he's going to donate for every pumpkin. He's donating a corn stalk as well.
Wow.
So we're going to bump the price up a little bit, because every dollar that the Hebron Food Pantry raises can buy about $20 worth of food at the Greater Boston Food Bank. So for $10, you're buying, you know, $100 worth of food. It's phenomenal. It's just great.
That is wonderful. Oh, my God. That is very exciting news, girl. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll also work with the Attleboro High School. We'll be doing a joint blood drive as well.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
My God, it sounds like you're going to have a fabulous season here, girl.
Yeah,
oh.
I think so.
Yeah.
And as long as Jim holds up his part of the deal and keeps the good weather coming, we're good.
I will try. You get off to a good start today, though, in another hour or so.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. I'm sitting at my kitchen table looking out, saying it's going to be spectacular. And I really appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to come on the radio. But I got to get over there.
Yes, you do. And great talking to you, and call us back. I'm not going to be here next week, but Tom Rafferty's going to be filling in. So give him a heads up.
I can talk to Tom, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please do. I hope you'll become one of our regulars.
I'm happy to do so.
Wonderful, Heather. Take good care.
Bye.
You too. See you soon.
Okay,
bye.
All right, that's Heather, and we're promoting her. The Farmer's Market starts 20 weeks, 20 Saturdays. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, and they're in Capron Park now, so they have a lot more room.
Oh, my God, and parking is just so easy breezy to just go down there. It's just really great.
Yeah.
It's great. And as the season progresses, more and more people come. I know, like, the Nettie's folks come with their popcorn, and it fills the air. And if you're a popcorn lover like I am, it's like you can't leave without having a bag.
Yep.
You just can't, yeah. And now they have all those different flavors and everything,
oh,
and
yeah.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah, so head on down to the Farmer's Market. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning, and it goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the next 20 Saturdays. So we're fingers crossed for every single Saturday for great weather for them, too.
We'll give it a go, hopefully.
Yeah.
The weather will cooperate. Best time, again, the mornings, as I've said, you have a better shot at getting rain-free weather in the warm season in the morning as opposed to the late afternoon. So it worked out well last year, and hopefully it'll continue this year.
Oh, I hope so, too. With 30 seconds left, and I know we're doing our last break coming up, too. Don't forget to go out to the expo for the census, too, because that's going to be starting today at Capron Park. It's a free event for family, and they have so many activities and crafters, and, there's so many eateries there, too, so don't eat lunch. Come on down and have maybe some barbecue or there's going to be so many vendors there and a lot of different things. There's going to be a kids' court where kids can do a lot of different fun activities as well. We do have to take our last break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and then we'll be back on the flip side with Jim Corbin for our last wrap-up. So take care. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Mayor Kevin Dumas inviting you to the City of Attleboro's 8th Annual Expo for the Census, this year at our new location over at Capron Park on County Street, Saturday, June 18th from noon to 5 p.m. Come and join us for live music played from the Ray Conniff Bandstand, local restaurateurs, local crafters, a jewelry exhibit with things for sale from local manufacturers through Nancy Young through Attleboro Jewelers, and a kids section for our famous Ferris wheel, Big Ellie, and lots of things. Family, friendly, and affordable, and most of it completely free. We ask you to join us for this great community event. Again, our 8th year, Attleboro Expo for the Census, new location, Capron Park, County Street, Attleboro, Mass, from noon to 5 p.m. Look forward to seeing you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
608 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
On September 27th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the Mansfield Public Library will host a Social Security workshop presented by Bob Wolf, Executive Director and Financial Advisor of J.P. Morgan Securities in Boston. Bob will educate the group about retirement and Social Security with research backed by J.P. Morgan Chase. His presentations are created to assist attendees in making informed decisions for years to come. To register for the program, contact Amy Rosa at 508-261
Oh, there's my theme song. All right, we're going to start putting that together again. I love my song. Yes, that's a song that Jay Rogers created just for me. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We have our last 15 minutes of our show, and we've been talking to Jim Corbin. If you have a weather question, dial in 508-222-1320. A couple of other things that are happening. The water fire is tonight, and there are many other things that are happening in the area in Providence. The gay and lesbian Pride Fest is hitting Providence today. I was there last night, and the barricades are up. It's going to be a very safe and fun environment for every single person, so come on down. And, there's just going to be so many things happening with the festivals in the city of Providence tonight. And also, too, I'm reminding you about the Expo for the Senses. It starts at noontime at Capron Park. Please come down and support our locals. It's just really important. If I asked you, all right, and we're going to switch back to fathers, famous fathers, okay? Can you name me Jim Corbin? The yes. Only father-daughter collaboration to hit the top spots in the Billboard pop chart music. What two people?
Oh, boy.
Would you say?
Oh, Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra.
Yes, that's right. For Something Stupid. Yes.
Yeah, Something Stupid Like I Love You.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep. And listen to this. If show creator Sherwin Schwartz got his way, Gene Hackman would have portrayed the role of the father on as Mike Brady.
Like I was going to say, Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. Isn't
Gene Hackman might have been the father. Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine him, but yeah, because he was so famous anyway. And Stevie,
I always remember him in the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And Stevie Wonder's song "Isn't She Lovely" is about his newborn daughter, and it's just really great. And it says if you listen closely, you can actually hear her crying during the song. Isn't that something?
You know, now that you say that, I can picture, I can remember that in that song.
Yeah. So we want to miss, we want to wish everybody big hugs to all the dads out there, and we want to wish everybody, all the fathers, a happy Father's Day too. So we want to, do you have any plans tomorrow yourself or?
Down the Cape, my
father. Down
father's.
The Cape. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, we have another caller. Our last call of the show. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I wanted to say have a safe and happy trip.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll be going very shortly. I have so much to do. It's not funny. And packing is a big thing. So I appreciate any packing tips anybody could give me because I am so lost. It's not funny. I'm going into hyperspace, like just thinking about and breaking out in hives and saying, how much am I going to take? What am I going to do? I mean, I'm really like, I have a little suitcase and it's like, oh my God. So I have a lot of... a lot to do before Monday. It's crazy. So, are you a dad yourself?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely, yes.
Well, we want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well.
Well, thank you. And my only tip is put things in your shoes. Yeah, that's a space that you lose, so.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. You mean roll it up and put them in your shoes?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll start doing that this afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, have a good trip.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, bye.
Okay. So anyway, yes, my trip, for folks out there, I am going on a trip for 8 days, and I will be leaving Monday and coming back late Monday night. So I am going to be out of the country in France, so I will not be here and around, but Tom Rafferty will be here next Saturday, along with Jim Corbin, and, of course, Mike Catanzaro, who will be running the board for him, too. So you guys can talk about Yankees all you want. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan.
And an Orioles fan, too.
Right? And a Baltimore Orioles fan.
Who beat the Red Sox 2 out of 3 over the last few days.
I have no comment. I'm torn. When I'm in Maryland, I'm all Oreos. And there's one store.
Oreos? You call them Oreos?
The Baltimore Oreos.
Oreos? You mean the cookie?
Well, I mean, their color is brown and orange, so around right. October they do have that famous for the Halloween
Oreos. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun with baseball season, especially with that rivalry coming
up. Have you been to Spain and France before?
No, I have not been to Spain. I've been to Paris twice, and on field trip and then a vacation many years ago. I haven't been on a real vacation in, I'd say, maybe like 11 years or so, because last one I was like Hawaii, but during these past years, I've been taking my sister back to Yorktown, Virginia every summer. So now it's my time to really kind of like go out there and really have a super great experience and vacation.
That's great.
So I'm doing a couple of things that are unusual. I'm doing because I'm not going with a tour, I'm doing a self-guided thing, but I've done a lot of research too, and Provence is a very smaller city than Paris, and it's south of France, and so I'm interested in the culture and the history, but also the wine. They have lots of great wine down there. So one of the days, I'm actually joining 12 other people for a French cooking class, where you go to a farm and you actually meet the chef and they explain French cooking and then you actually prepare it with him and then they drive you back to the hotel. And then another day I'm going to Monaco and Nice for the day, day, so that'd be good. But the one thing I'm really excited about is Saturday night, there's Paul Cézanne's Chateau, excusez-moi, and they have a dinner for 75 people. So you meet local people as well as tourists. And there's 3 chefs putting this on, and 7 wineries are coming for a wine tasting, too. So you take a tour of the chateau, you have this wonderful wine tasting and a fabulous dinner. So, yeah. And then just exploring the city of Provence itself, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful time, and of course, hopefully there'll be some good weather for that.
Well, I've already looked ahead.
And what did it say?
It's good. Yeah. High weathers are like 77 to 81, and at nighttime it goes down to like 56, so it's a bit chilly at night.
Yeah, it's down. I think it's Marseille is right on the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. I believe. So it probably does at least at night cool off a little bit, so that's good.
Yeah, it does. And I think that the weather-wise, I'm trying to prepare for like jackets and sweaters and slacks and dresses and, you know, combination of things. Mm-hmm. Hence my quandary. You know, like I don't know what to bring. I don't know what to wear. And I've got all these clothes out. I'm pulling them over on the couch and everything and just trying to figure out and sort out things and everything. So, but I'll be safe. And my sister's over there in Paris right now with her husband. They're on a riverboat cruise. Mm. So they're going for 10 days. So even though I will be there, she'll be there, but we're in different parts of the country. So we won't intersect at all.
might just give her a call or something.
Well, I told her, I said, let's connect when you get there and when I get there and see if we can do that, because I don't know if the phone systems are going to be working or not. So, but we'll see. I remain optimistic, and I'm curious about the country where I'm going, the city that I'm going to. There's a lot of different places. Of course, I'm a shopper, but also a value shopper, so I've already scouted out 6 consignment shops already. Because Lord knows I am not going to pay full price for anything. Any of my clothes are like discounted. I can't fathom it. But for Father's Day and everything, and everybody out there, we want to wish you, everybody out there who's a dad, you know, we really appreciate you being a dad and stepping up and setting a great example. And for those of us who have lost our fathers, you know, it's a bittersweet kind of a day where we can reflect back on our memories of our dads. And in the memories of what they've done for us and made us who we are. So,
by the way, I quickly haven't mentioned the complete forecast.
Yes.
In 20 seconds.
No. You've got 3 minutes, honestly.
Well, no, because you want to talk about more things.
No, we're good.
The next chance, Elaine, of any rain of any consequence is not until Tuesday afternoon. So we're really on a good roll. Yeah, Mike's happy about that. We have not had any rain of any consequence most of this past week. And so for outdoor activities, obviously today in Attleboro, with the events going on in all other places, it really looks fine. It's going to start to get a little warmer and more humid, though, as we go into early next week. In fact, Tuesday probably is going to be the hottest day so far this season. Might make a run at 90, but just for one day, and then it's going to start to cool off. It'll probably end with rain showers either late Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday night, and then it turns less warm, I guess you'd say, Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow. It sounds like I'm getting out of Dodge, but...
Well, you should have good, I think, overall good weather flying out from Boston, I think you said, so
yes.
on Monday night.
Monday
night should be okay for that. So again, overall, I mean, we've been on a pretty good roll here for all activities outdoors with very little nastiness from the weather. Remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a couple of days there where we had some small hail and thunderstorms, but even that, I mean, they didn't last long. So, I mean, we're doing pretty well. And,
that's great.
Next week, during the shows next week, we'll be able to start to have a look at what we think is going to happen around the 4th of July.
Sounds great. And yep. I'd like to thank all of you for listening to our show, Out and About with Elaine. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. And next Saturday, stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Tom Rafferty will be joining Out and About team here, too, as he covers for me. Even though he's a Yankee fan, I still appreciate him very much. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening. And meet us back here next Saturday, and then meet us back here again for live show after 4th of July. I'm not coming back on air till July 7th. So thanks again, and happy Father's Day to each and every one of you fathers out there. And have a great week.